With the Warriors capturing back-to-back NBA titles and three championships in four seasons, I'm Lawrence Scott, and this Warriors Sound Review highlights the talk with both Stephen Curry and Kevin Durant after this 2018 title was won. And we start by listening in to what KD had to say.
Kevin, Mark Schwartz, ESPN. You know, Steph was unbelievable in this series as well as you were. 9 threes for a finals record. He closes out with 37, and yet he still never won a finals MVP.
But does it matter?
Does it?
We won two champs. We just won back to back. I don't think nobody even worried about that type of stuff. I'm glad that we came out and played a great game tonight. Was able to finish the series off. That's the only thing that matters to us.
Can you describe the locker room and the culture that doesn't care about who wins the accolades and why that works so well with this group? Who sets that tone?
All of us. We all want something that's bigger than ourselves. I think we love to see each other succeed. We love to come together and figure stuff out on the basketball court. And I think tonight, everybody just played their roles well. You know, Steph came out, was aggressive for us early, got us in, set the nice tone for us. And everybody else kind of filled in. So, you know, our defense was great, 34% from the field. I think the whole series, the whole playoffs, our defense has been great. And, you know, we finished it off with a championship. So we got a bunch of guys in the locker room that don't care about anything but just being better basketball players every day and winning. It makes the environment great.
Did you know that that culture was present, and is that one of the reasons why you were drawn to come to Golden State?
Yeah, you can see it when you play against them and through the TV. But when you get up close and personal on an everyday basis, you really feel that way. And I'm grateful and excited that I get this opportunity, and feel so good to be a part of a group like this, and to win two championships is, that's what you want as an NBA player.
Back left.
Kevin, what is it like just being a target and being attacked for almost like entire world? There's a team just build up that for defeat you guys.
Yeah, that's how you know we're a great team, is when everybody is coming after us, whether it's the opponents, whether it's different coaches scheming for us, whether it's fans and media that hate us. It feels good when you're the team that everybody is gunning for. It makes us better. It makes us come to work and, you know, try to play at that championships level every single day, and that's the hardest part. But, you know, glad we was able to lock in, especially in the playoffs, and do what we're supposed to do to win this thing.
Kevin, on the left side.
Kevin, Alex Wong, The Score. Is there anything left as a basketball player in your career that you need to prove to anybody at this point?
I just got to keep getting better. I think to prove to myself that, I picked the right career as a kid. I think I got a lot more to go, and, you know. So I'm just trying to, you know, prove to myself that I could just stay in it for the long haul, and hopefully I continue to have some success and, you know, just keep growing as a player. That's my only concern.
Robert in the middle.
Robert Littow, BSO. You told us a couple of days ago that winning your first championship was like listening to Kanye's first album.
Yeah.
So you have to tell us what winning your second championship, which album would you, you know, equate that to?
Late registration.
Okay, you just said.
Yeah. That's probably equivalent. But it feels good. You know, when you experience something for the first time and you do it again, those emotions aren't going to be there as they were the first time, but just knowing that the work that you put in paid off, and the care that you have for something, you know, it means something. I feel like I did something, you know, that pulled back into this earth. I pulled good energy back into the earth when I go and work hard every single day on my game, and I care about the game, and I watch basketball, and I care for my teammates, and we care for each other. I think we're doing something good in the world.
And just one quick follow-up to that. You know, 2 years ago, you know, you make this decision. And can you just tell us through the process of going through these 2 years, winning these two championships, with all of the critiques from not just fans but also other NBA players about the decision you made? How do you feel, you know, right now, kind of in the moment from now or from before to right now?
I feel really good. Former players and players now that – got a lot to say about what I did. They know how I play. They know exactly what I bring. They know. they understand. When they get on the court with me, if they check up with me, they know what it is. So I kind of try to just stand on that. But I know what I bring to the game. I know how I approach the game, how hard I work, how much I care. You know, I think that's the stuff I try to focus on more than anything, is just being a professional basketball player and doing stuff for me and the team. You know, so I pride myself on that, and everything else is just noise.
Would it take three more? Over on the right, Tim, and then Steve. Go ahead.
Hi, Katie. I'm Maya from Japan, Rakuten Japan. I'm good. How are you?
Great.
2 years in a row MVP. How are you feeling about that?
It feels great to go out there and win a championship with these guys the way we did it. Mm-hmm. You know, like Draymond said earlier, this the season. It was just an up and down season. So many guys got hurt. You know, we were going through so much. You know, when Pat McCall went down, that put a lot on us emotionally as a team, and we got through that. So I feel like we had a lot of those episodes throughout the year, and to finish it off with a championship, especially in a sweep, feels so good. You know, I'm just so happy for Nick Young, Quinn Cook, you know, their first championships. You know, it feels great that we can go out there and give an experience to guys that haven't been here before, just like they did to me last year. So it feels great that we can do that, and just the brotherhood that we have in that locker room, and just the family atmosphere that we take on the road, not just the players, but support staff and everybody in the organization. You know, they don't get the credit, they don't get the praise, but you know, so many people helped us get to this point, and we appreciate them, and it feels good to kind of win it for them.
Thank you, and congratulations to all of you.
Appreciate it.
Tim, standing on the left back.
Tim Kawakami, The Athletic. Kevin, you've been very clear when we've asked you that you had a very nice career before you ever got here.
Yeah,
Olympian MVP, then one MVP of the of finals. Okay, now two MVP of the finals. What is that? Is it a validation? Is it a culmination? What would you call this?
Just the product of hard work, and care, and love for the game. I treat this game I was just feeling indebted to the game. I feel like it saved my life. It changed my life. It took me out of an environment that I didn't think I would ever be out of. Living in Maryland I thought I was going to live in Maryland my whole life, but to travel the world and meet different people and play in different arenas and go to different cities and countries around the world, I'm just forever grateful for this opportunity. So however it came, the championship and, you know, all that stuff, it means a lot. But just to be able to change my life from picking up a basketball and change my family's life, you know, this is a cherry on top, and I'm definitely excited about it. But just to be able to leave Maryland and experience and see the different parts of the world, that's why I love this game of basketball. It was able to teach me so much about life, and to win a championship on top of that means a lot.
Steve, last one here in the front.
Steve Ashburner, NBA.com. What does it mean to you guys to close out this run with a sweep? And how important was that? And what statement does it make about your team and maybe even going forward?
One thing about our team is that a lot of guys really don't care about statements. We just want to win the basketball game. If we happen to lose tonight, we were just going to focus on going back home and trying to finish it off. I think we weren't thinking about a sweep coming in. We knew we had a good chance to play well this series, but we were just trying to just play great basketball, especially after coming out of that Houston series where it was a tough grind out series, and we just wanted to win. And however it came, we were excited about it, but to win in a sweep feels pretty good.
Heading into an offseason, there's always talk about the changes that are going to come in this league. What do you most want to see from your roster and your team this summer?
I want to see Jordan Bell come back a better player. I want to see Quinn Cook come back a better player. That's all I'm concerned about. And I know the veterans are going to come back and do exactly what they need to do. But to have two young guys that contributed and helped us out throughout the whole season, I'm excited to see how they come back next year. And looking forward to, you know, just the different tricks that we use throughout the season next year. I can't wait. That's it. Thank you guys for whatever you did all season. I appreciate the love and support. And we're back-to-back champs.
Thank you, Kevin.
Here's Steph in the postgame amid the celebrations in Cleveland.
Steph, congratulations. Valeria Rubino, Viaggio Sport, Corriere della Sera. Winning two championships back-to-back is extremely hard. And then with a sweep, what's the feeling? What's going through your mind right now?
I'm just extremely grateful for the team I get to play for, and just all that's gone into being back, you know, as champs again. And this year was pretty crazy in general with all that we went through with injuries and the struggles throughout the regular season. You know, looking at this playoff journey, we knew it wasn't going to be as easy as last year when it comes to our record and things like that, and the challenges that faced us. So in October, we wanted to be back in this moment. A lot went into it, and it's a great feeling to be back here.
After so many ups and downs, as you mentioned, you got to accomplish the ultimate goal for a basketball player. What's your message to kids who dream big but want to accomplish a dream, but they're facing so many difficulties?
You just have confidence in yourself, no matter what. That's the thing that has helped me get to where I'm at. No matter if you have a bad shooting night, or you know, dealing with injuries, or whatever the challenge is, the confidence in yourself and the people that you put around you that can, you know, breathe life into you and breathe that confidence into you. That's what makes it all worth it, and that's the moments that you appreciate. Being able to see the end goal, win or lose, really, as long as you give your best effort.
Tim, back right.
Steph, Tim Reynolds with the AP. You're locked up now for a few years, and KD's made it pretty clear that he's not going anywhere. I mean, the core is going to be together, it looks like, for a while. You've won 3 out of 4. It could have been 4 in a row. As weird as this sounds, do you almost get the feeling like you guys maybe just be getting started?
I haven't really thought about it, to be honest. Any question that kind of talks about the future and whatnot, you don't want to cheat the moment. So we'll have plenty of time over the summer to talk about what next year is going to look like and what it's going to take for us to get back to this stage next year. I know KD said what he said, and we know what contract situations are, but I really just, I'm happy to be a champ again. So it's kind of hard to put myself in any other kind of mental space right now.
Right here in the front.
Steph, congrats. Felicidades. Gerardo Lopez, Top Deporte, Puerto Rico.
Gracias.
3 out of 4. Do you consider your Warriors a dynasty? And where do you rank your team amongst the greatest of all time?
No idea. Not for me to answer that question. I just know what we've been able to accomplish is really meaningful and something that not many players have been able to experience. So wherever that puts us in the conversation in the history of the NBA, or titles around dynasty and all that type of stuff, I'm a three-time champ. We got a lot of two-time champs in there. And we'll have plenty of time in our lives to discuss that later. So I want to keep this thing going as long as we can.
Dan, all the way in the back.
Dan Devine, Yahoo Sports. Steph, your coach, your teammates, you often talk about playing with joy. I want to know what that means to you to play with joy. And is it difficult for you to find that as you go through this sort of fourth grind? How do you find that as you go through this process again and again?
That's kind of just part of me specifically. That's part of who I am and how I play the game. I've always had that kind of disposition to, smile and laugh and joke and be free out there. And I think that's contagious throughout our organization and our team. And you got to blend that and that kind of carefree attitude with, discipline and hard work that goes into it. And I think for me, just in general, it's just an appreciation of everybody that you get to play with out there on the floor and what they all mean and the value they bring to winning a championship. So I don't think any of us take ourselves too seriously, and we just appreciate what we get to do for a living. And Coach does a great job of keeping that perspective as we've gone through each of these, four title runs, and win or lose, we appreciate just what we get to do every single day.
Mark in the third row.
Steph, Mark Schwartz, ESPN. You guys live in a world where accolades are always the way people are defined. You've now played 4 straight finals, brilliantly at times, and still are still without a finals MVP. And I get the sense that you could care less. How is it that you could care less, and what does it say about the locker room unselfishness that permeates the franchise, and how did that happen?
I don't know. I mean, individual accolades they're awesome, and they're when you get to experience what that feels like, and it's kind of a validation of all the hard work that you put into it. Yeah, there's a sense of, you know, pride around those things, but when it comes to me looking myself in the mirror after every game, after every season, no, I played my best, or I should say I gave my best, you know, effort and had the right intentions and really appreciated every day that I got to play. And I can go in the locker room right now and look every one of my teammates in the face and have that sense of pride of, you know, what I was able to do out there on the floor and how I can help, you know, my team win a championship. That's all that matters to me. You know, KD's been amazing these last 2 years, especially in the finals, and so deserving of back-to-back finals MVPs. And I'm going to be his biggest fan in there with what he's able to do. And I think the biggest thing we appreciate in our locker room is, again, what everybody brings to the table, and that we kind of unlock the greatness out of each other. And I can put my head on the pillow tonight, and actually I might not go to sleep. When I do go to sleep, put my head on the pillow and understand I had a great year, had a great finals, and I'm a champ.
Next row back on the left.
Hi, Steph. Ethan from Sohu, China. You have millions, hundreds of millions of fans in China. First of all, congratulations. Really, 祝贺.
Thank you.
Yeah, and you've got already 3 championships and 2 MVPs. It looks like the only thing missing is a FMVP. What do you think? What's the opinion on that? And what do you think of the performance of KD for this final this year?
Yeah, I kind of just answered that, but yeah, I guess if I get another opportunity next year, come back into the finals, I'm going to have the same attitude about winning a championship, and whatever happens, happens. So at the end of the day, it's not going to define my career. I've done a lot and accomplished a lot and done it with some great teammates. So definitely happy with where I'm at.
Thanks.
Steph, Tom Reed from The Athletic. Going into the 14-15 season, you guys had come off a pretty nice run. I think you made it to the second round. Can you honestly say, sitting now, that did you see this coming? Did you see this team thinking that year, well, we could run 2-3 championships off? Or what was it like going into that season for you guys?
2015, when two years prior, we played San Antonio in the second round and had a pretty good series. We lost in 6, but we showed a lot about, you know, our potential. The following year, we lost in 7 to the Clippers in the first round. And it kind of still validated that, you know, that climb that we were on. And coming into that 2015 season, we had supreme confidence that we could take that next step to become a championship-winning team. And that was Coach Kerr's first year, obviously. And we had established a culture and an identity and a core and got the job done. Did I envision this happening? No, because kind of the way I go through every year is you kind of just enjoy the moment. But it's not surprising with how much work we put in, the talent that we have, that we're in this position. And 2015 was a big year for us to get over the hump. So we, you know, kind of playing with house money at that point. You got a championship, and you can get greedy at that point.
I guess I'm asking the question also from the kind of the Cleveland angle. At that time, LeBron is coming back from Miami to Cleveland. They're making all these moves, and I think maybe from an outsider standpoint, they're thinking, wow, we've set ourselves up maybe to win a couple titles here, and yet that didn't happen because of you guys. And I mean, I guess you've kind of answered that, but did you imagine that you guys would be 4 times in a row against LeBron?
No, there's so much that goes into just getting to this stage and playing in the finals. So there's a reason. You know, last year was the first time 3 teams or 2 teams had gone back, you know, 3 in a row in the finals, and this year being the 4th. So
Ball's got to bounce your way a couple times. You got to have, you know, the right mix and chemistry and all that type of stuff. But at the end of the day, that's why you roll the ball out and play. And thankfully, 3 out of 4 years, we got it done.
Anthony, back right.
Anthony Slater with The Athletic. I was just hoping for your perspective on the job Steve did this season and kind of the impossible task of motivating you guys during the regular season and his different tacks of killing you guys in Indiana and some of that and just how you thought he did.
Just as a human being, what he has gone through physically in the last 3 years, and for him just to show up every day, you know, fight the symptoms he was fighting and give us his best effort, his best, you know, energy. And like you said, have a perspective around managing this year differently than any of the last three because of, you know, the cumulative effect of this many games and just the length of the season in general. He was a master at that. Obviously, he set the tone his first year with how we were going to play, the vibe in practice, playing music, enjoying, you know, coming to work every day. His purposeful over-communication when it comes to all 15 guys knowing, you know, their role and how things can change throughout the course of a year, making sure everybody was ready. But also just an appreciation for, I guess, him having been in this situation with, you know, playing as a player, knowing how to deal with other humans with, you know, just the roller coaster ride of emotions that can kind of come with this journey. So he's been amazing. He's got a great staff that kind of all feed off of him, and there's a true kind of authenticity about him that is refreshing.
We got time for the last two. Chris, and over here.
Chris Haynes, ESPN. Steph to your left. A couple years ago, after you won the first title, you made a remark about you hope the locker room still smelled like champagne when you come back and visit. Cleveland didn't like that, and they ended up winning that next year and did the same thing on your court. What, can you describe the feeling of how it is to celebrate on somebody else's court in front of all their fans?
It's different just because, yeah, it's just you and your families out there, and some of their fans stayed and booed us the whole time we were out there. So kind of part of the territory. But thinking back, you know, 2015, that was my our first one, and didn't really know how to, you know, celebrate and just enjoy the moment. Everything just kind of came pretty fast. Last year was different being at Oracle. There was just a different energy in the building, and that was something to remember. But this year, just to get to the finish line, I didn't care what arena we were in. You know, we wanted to just be the champs, see that trophy again, and enjoy each other's company and out there and just have fun. And that's what happened. So I'm soaking wet right now, and I'm going to enjoy every minute of this.
Last question over here on the right, fourth row.
Hi, Steph. Maya from Rakuten Japan. 3 times NBA champion. How are you feeling right now? Does it always feel that, are you used to this feeling, or does it still feel fresh to you?
It feels so fresh. When you get on the podium and you realize all the hard work that you put into it and all that you've been through led to that moment, it never gets dull, it never gets boring, it never gets, it's always just a freshness about that moment. And you kind of don't know what to say. You see all your teammates, you're hugging them, you're dapping them up, you're looking for your family. Everything that goes into, you know, me being able to do what I do for a living and to, you know, aspire to win championships, all those emotions kind of come crashing down in that moment. And that's why I got a big smile on my face right now. So I'm gonna try to hold it on to as long as I can.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you, Steph.
Much more to come during the weeks and months ahead during the offseason. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.